Hello. Okay. So. So we chose the language Arabic, right?
I can speak English.
Oh, you can?
Yes, I can speak English. I can't speak Arabic.
Okay. Well, then let's just continue as English.
Yeah, dude, sure.
Okay. So what is your opinion on the object?
I don't think that Islam condones this homophobia, but I'm not pretty sure about that because I haven't had any firm conversation about this topic with any Muslim guy or any Muslim woman.
Well, you're in luck, because I'm Muslim, so go ahead, ask all your questions. I'm Iraqi. I'm from Iraq.
You're from Iraq?
Yes. Yes, I'm from Iraq, yes.
But your name doesn't seem Muslim. I mean, no offense.
Yes. No, not taken. But my name is Jacob. You see that this is like my let's say, nickname, fame name. But my real name is Muhammad.
Zoom?
Muhammad.
Zoom Muhammad?
Yes, Muhammad. Just Muhammad.
Okay, just Muhammad. Well, that's a really nice name.
Well, thank you. What's yours?
My name is Abhijit Bansode. I'm from India.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. Actually, my mom had a lot of Muslim friends. And she even I and my mother, we get along with a lot of Muslims. But it's like, the people that I know, they are a bit elder. Because since they are my mom's friend, most of them. So they're a little bit elder. Yeah, so I just cannot discuss this kind of topics with them. But I always wanted to discuss this thing. So,
well, there you go. So it's Muslim and homophobia. So, you see, Muslims have this. Well, not all of them. Most of them have this thing mentality in their head, which is that there's only one sexuality. It's straight. Yes, there's no gay, lesbian, bisexuals, pansexuals, whatever. There's only straights. And, well, obviously there's more. There's a lot more LGBT community.
Obviously. Yes, there's a lot. I mean, it's scientifically proven, and not only in humans, but also in animals as well. Animals, mammals. Yes. And whatnot. Even whales are bisexual or whatever you can call them.
And the point that I always make with a Muslim who thinks, or my friend keeps on calling me. That's why I cut out. Yeah.
All right. I think I'm not kind of that stupid liberal guys who kind of are social justice warrior. They are causing a mayhem on social media. I mean, they're really just a lot of butthurt people. But I think people should become a little bit secular. I'm not talking about being liberal, because that term is now taken way out of context.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of liberals that we see on social media, they are pretty annoying, because they're just, they take offense on everything. I mean, for things like, I don't know, like, calling someone just a word, like if there is a guy, right, and if he's just explaining something or saying something to a woman, then this kind of liberal feminist guy or woman will say that this guy is mansplaining a lot of things. But that is not the case. So I think I wouldn't consider myself liberal, but I can call myself secular. And I think that's what more Muslim people should become. I mean, people are still way too conservative to accept these things.
Yes, there is actually, this is actually a really good thing. Because I've seen a lot of people in my life who, well, actually, living in Iraq, there is a gang in here called the Gang 11. These people kill gay people, lesbian women, and like all the LGBT community in the streets.
and the government does nothing.
If they could catch them, they would, because I mean it's not because it's not because of the LGBT community. It's because of the they're killing people, but that's it. But they don't care. Like, the government doesn't care about LGBT community.
Oh man, that's pretty sad. I mean, are there any, at least any kind of NGOs or something like that?
What is it?
NGOs that kind of have LGBT community, yes, for their rights?
Yeah, no, there is none. But people like me would like to comfort people.
Yeah, you should come upfront for it, man. I mean, because I'm not saying that India is way too ahead in this thing. People are still reluctant about this thing. I mean, whenever they see a person who is transgender, feminine, people have always, you know, prejudices against them. Yeah. But things are changing. I mean, they are not actually being tortured as they used to. I mean, people have become a little bit tolerant, at least in the cities.
So they're like a little more open-minded.
There are a lot of NGOs in here, in India.
Wow. That's my first time hearing this, actually.
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of NGOs that are actually helping transgenders to realize about their rights and to fight for them. And I think that is something that has basically increased the tolerance level that we have in here.
That is very right. And there is very beautiful as well.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, I think you should, if you're in YouTube, you can just Google transgender. I don't remember exactly. Just a moment. Transgender India 101. There is kind of a documentary.
Yes.
On one trans. And, you know, she has been working with an NGO, and they are basically doing a lot of things to get her to work. I mean, they're finding a job for her, trying to settle her down.
Oh.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, the things that are.
That is heartwarming.
Seriously, man. I think these kind of things should happen more often.
A lot more, yes.
These things are happening on small scales,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I mean, they are not highly adapted to, but still, it seems nice to see these changes.
It is really nice. And the point that I make to every Arabic Muslim, anyone who is homophobic or sexist or something like that, is that if it's wrong to love the same gender, why would God put it? Why would it be obvious?
Exactly.
Why is it inside you? Why is it in your brain?
I mean, if I'm an atheist, but I respect everyone's beliefs, and that's what I even think, you know. If you believe that God created this, I mean, whatever you see around you, then why can't you just accept it and gracefully, you know? Why you have to hate any kind of thing that just does not, you know, in your path, or it is not somewhat, what you can say, familiar or comfortable in your eyes.
I got you. Yes.
Yeah,
and not only that, but like, in here where I live, is there's people who think that loving the same gender or others is in sickness, and they could
people believe that it's a sin.
Yeah, and it's like they can talk them out of it.
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous, man. I actually wanted to ask a few things. So, did you ever read Quran?
Oh yeah, I do. I do read Quran.
So can I ask something? I mean, I haven't read it. I mean, do you know Bhagavad Gita?
What?
Bhagavad Gita.
I don't know what that is.
Actually, it is a Hindu book. It is somewhat similar to Quran and
Bible.
It's
a holy book.
It is just teaching us the holy book of Hindus, you can say. I mean, it is not just Bhagavad Gita. There are a lot of other texts as well, like the Jnaneshwari and whatnot. Actually, I'm not
Yes.
Hindu. I'm actually
Oh, you're
Buddhist,
Buddhist.
but I'm a little bit.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, you know, India is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound too patriotic, but
That's so cool. I mean.
We have a lot of Muslims. Actually, we have more Muslims than Pakistan. If you
Whoa.
after the spreading of Bangladesh, we have more Muslims compared
yes,
to Pakistan.
That's
and
cool.
The politicians, they are just trying to divide the country on the basis of
Yes.
religion, and it's really boiling my mind. I mean, it's really hurtful to see every time a politician is trying to just rise the people against other
Yeah,
people.
That's weird.
If
yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, if we just look the people, I mean, look through them, look into their eyes, there's no
there
hatred.
Isn't, yes.
There's just a big mob that these politicians are basically buying, and they're just causing
yes,
mayhem.
Yes, I agree
the
with the thing that you talked about, the politicians, because yeah, this
yeah.
happens here too.
And people exactly, this thing is like the story of almost every country. You cannot
escape it. Yes, exactly.
So yeah, back
yes.
to the holy book. I wanted to ask you, Hindu holy book. I'm not promoting it, this religion, because obviously
it
it's not
isn't,
mine.
Yes.
But I had, I had a few instances. My mom actually, she worships
yes.
Hinduism, Hindu religion,
yes.
gods, and even Allah she worships,
yeah.
and she has been to a lot as well. So she is completely opposite of mine. I mean, she worships multiple religions, and I worship no religion. But
so like you,
but she told me about that. So in Hinduism,
yes.
There are actually a few, I don't know, god-like people,
godly,
just
yes. Your voice is a little bit like stopping on and off.
Yeah, it's about to end. So yeah, there are basically transgender in Hindu literature, actually.
Whoa.
So from my perspective, our ancient history was more accepting towards this transgenders and homosexuals.
My religion background is not
what,
at all.
What Islam and Quran stand on transgenders? That's what I wanted to know.
Oh,
by
yes, yes. It doesn't stand on. It doesn't mention it specifically.
Knowledge?
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't mention it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it mentions something about gay men.
All right.
Yes, and the
what?
Gay men. Yes. And they mention specifically that they call them Qawm Lut. Lut is gay in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so they mentioned them that they died a horrible death.
God, it's
yes.
But do you? I mean,
do I believe
accept
it?
This kind of?
It is what it is. And I mean, they were bad people. They weren't like nice gay men. They used to steal, rob, and rape. So I don't think it was just because they were gay.
Okay, but things have not now changed, you know?
Yes, yes, a lot. They did.
I'd like to talk with you again. How can we just communicate through this application once again?
I don't,
do you have any idea? Because
I just downloaded it, actually. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think I can.
Wait, man. I can save this thing now. I can I can see your name here.
Yeah.
So maybe we can contact you by that.
I guess.
We'd like to continue multicultural talk.
Why not? Why not? Sure. I'll just screenshot your name.
Sure. I'll do that.
I'll just screenshot your. Yours is pretty easy. It's ABBY. Okay.
Yeah, yours is. Jacob Bray Books.
Yeah.
All right, man. Nice talking.
Nice talking to you too. We'll try.
Yeah, but make sure you read something about Bhagavad Gita. I mean, I'm not promoting it, but it's a like good read, I guess.
Yes. I guess
Quran
so.
As well.
Hello. Okay. So,
yeah.
So we chose the language Arabic, right?
I can speak English.
Oh, you can?
Yes, I can speak English. I can't speak Arabic.
Okay. Well, then let's just continue as English.
Yeah, dude, sure.
Okay, so what is your opinion on the object?
I don't think that Islam condones this homophobia, but I'm not pretty sure about that because I haven't had any firm conversation about this topic with any Muslim guy or any Muslim woman.
Well, you're in luck, because I'm Muslim. So go ahead, ask all your questions. I'm Iraqi. I'm from Iraq.
You're from Iraq?
Yes, I'm from Iraq, yes.
But your name doesn't seem Muslim. I mean, no offense.
Yes. No, not taken. But my name is Jacob. You see that this is like my let's say, nickname, fame name. But my real name is Muhammad.
Zoom?
Muhammad.
Zoom Muhammad?
Yes, Muhammad, just Muhammad.
Okay, just Muhammad. Well, that's a really nice name.
Well, thank you. What's yours?
My name is Abhijit Bansode. I'm from India.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. Actually, my mom had a lot of Muslim friends. And she even I and my mother, we get along with a lot of Muslims. But it's like, the people that I know, they are a bit elder. Because since they are my mom's friend, most of them. So they're a little bit elder. Yeah, so I just cannot discuss this kind of topics with them. But I always wanted to discuss this thing. So,
well, there you go. So it's Muslim and homophobia. So you see, Muslims have this, well, not all of them, most of them, have this thing, mentality in their head, which is that there's only one sexuality. It's straight. Yes, there's no gay, lesbian, bisexuals, pansexuals, whatever. There's only straights. And, well, obviously there's more. There's a lot more LGBT community.
Obviously. Yes, there's a lot. I mean, it's scientifically proven, and not only in humans, but also in animals as well. Animals, mammals, and whatnot. Even whales are bisexual or whatever you can call them.
And the point that I always make with a Muslim who thinks, or my friend keeps on calling me, that's why I cut out. Yeah.
All right. I think I'm not kind of that stupid liberal guys who kind of are social justice warrior. They are causing a mayhem on social media. I mean, they're really just a lot of butthurt people. But I think people should become a little bit secular. I'm not talking about being liberal, because that term is now taken way out of context. Yes. Because I think a lot of liberals that we see on social media, they are pretty annoying, because they're just, they take offense on everything. I mean, for things like, I don't know, like calling someone just a word, like if there is a guy, right, and if he just explaining something or saying something to a woman, then this kind of liberal feminist guy or woman will say that this guy is mansplaining a lot of things. But that is not the case. So I think I wouldn't consider myself liberal, but I can call myself secular. And I think that's what more Muslim people should become. I mean, people are still way too conservative to accept these things.
Yes, there is actually, this is actually a really good thing. Because I've seen a lot of people in my life who, well, actually, living in Iraq, there is a gang in here called the Gang 11. These people kill gay people, lesbian women, and like all the LGBT community in the streets.
it's, and the government does nothing.
If they could catch them, they would, because I mean it's not because there's is because it's not because of the LGBT community, it's because of the like they're killing people, but that's it. But they don't care, like the government doesn't care about LGBT community.
Oh man, that's pretty sad. I mean, are there any, at least any kind of NGOs or something like that?
What is it?
NGOs that kind of LGBT community, yes, for their rights?
Yeah, no, like no, that. There is none. But people like me would like to comfort people.
Yeah, you should come upfront for it, man. I mean, because I'm not saying that India is way too ahead in this thing. People are still reluctant about this thing. I mean, whenever they see a person who is transgender, feminine, people have always, you know, prejudices against them. Yeah. But things are changing. I mean, they are not actually being tortured as they used to. I mean, people have become a little bit tolerant, at least in the cities.
So they're like a little more open-minded.
There are a lot of NGOs in here, in India.
Wow. That's my first time hearing this, actually.
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of NGOs that are actually helping transgenders to realize about their rights and to fight for them. And I think that is something that has basically increased the tolerance level that we have in here.
That is very right. And there is very beautiful as well.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, I think you should, if you're in YouTube, you can just Google transgender. I don't remember exactly. Just a moment. Transgender India 101. There is kind of a documentary.
Yes.
On one trans. And, you know, she has been working with an NGO and they are basically doing a lot of things to get her to work. I mean, they're finding a job for her, trying to settle her down.
Oh.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, the things that are.
That is heartwarming.
Seriously, man. I think these kind of things should happen more often.
A lot more, yes.
These things are happening on small scales,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I mean, they are not highly adaptive, but still, it seems nice to see these changes.
It is really nice. And the point that I make to every Arabic, Muslim, anyone who is homophobic or sexist or something like that, is that if it's wrong to love the same gender, why would God put it? Why would it be obvious?
Exactly.
Why is it inside you? Why is it in your brain?
I mean, if I'm an atheist, but I respect everyone's beliefs, and that's what I even think, you know. If you believe that God created this, I mean, whatever you see around you, then why can't you just accept it and gracefully, you know? Why you have to hate any kind of thing that just does not, you know, in your path, or it is not somewhat, what you can say, familiar or comfortable in your eyes.
I got you. Yes.
Yeah,
and not only that, but like, in here where I live is, there's people who think that loving the same gender or others is in sickness, and they could
people believe that it's a sin.
Yeah, and it's like they can talk them out of it.
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous, man. I actually wanted to ask a few things. So, did you ever read Quran?
Oh yeah, I do. I do read Quran.
So, can I ask something? I mean, I haven't read it. I mean, do you know Bhagavad Gita?
What?
Bhagavad Gita.
I don't know what that is.
Actually, it is a Hindu book. It is somewhat similar to Quran and
Bible.
It's
a holy book.
It is just teaching us the holy book of Hindus, you can say. I mean, it is not just Bhagavad Gita. There are a lot of other texts as well, like the Jnaneshwari and whatnot. Actually, I'm not Hindu. I'm actually
Oh, you're
Buddhist,
Buddhist.
But I'm a little bit.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. You know, India is. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound too patriotic, but.
That's so cool. I mean.
We have a lot of Muslims, actually. We have more Muslims than Pakistan. If you.
Whoa.
After the spreading of Bangladesh, we have more Muslims as compared
yes,
to Pakistan.
Yes, that's
and
cool.
The politicians, they are just trying to divide the country on the basis of
yes.
religion. And it's really boiling my mind. I mean, it's really hurtful to see every time a politician is trying to just rise the people against other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, that's weird.
If
yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, if we just look the people, I mean, look through them, look into their eyes, there's no
there
hatred.
Isn't, yes.
There's just a big mob that these politicians are basically buying. And they're just causing mayhem.
Yes, yes, I agree with the thing that you talked about the politicians, because this happens here too.
And people exactly. This thing is like the story of almost every country. You cannot
escape it. Yes, exactly.
So back to the holy book. I wanted to ask you. Hindu holy book, I'm not promoting it, this religion, because obviously
it
it's not mine.
Yes.
But I had I had a few instances. My mom actually, she worships Buddhist, Hinduism, Hindu religion,
yes.
gods, and even Allah she worships, and she has been to a lot as well. So she is completely opposite of mine. I mean, she worships multiple religions, and I worship no religion. But
so like you.
But she told me about that. So in Hinduism,
yes.
There are actually a few. I don't know, god-like people.
Godly.
Just
yes. Your voice is a little bit like stopping on and off.
Yeah, it's about to end. So there are basically transgender in Hindu literature, actually.
Whoa!
So from my perspective, our ancient history was more accepting towards this transgenders and homosexuals.
My religion background is not
what,
at all.
What Islam and Quran stand on transgenders, that's what I wanted to know.
Oh,
by
yes. It doesn't stand on that. It doesn't mention it specifically.
Knowledge?
Yeah, it doesn't mention it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it mentions something about gay men.
Alright.
Yes, and the
what?
Gay men, yes. And they mention specifically that they call them Qawm Lut. Lut is gay in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so they mentioned them that they died a horrible death.
God, it's
yes.
Do
I believe
accept
it?
This kind of?
It is what it is. And I mean, they were bad people. They weren't like nice gay men. They used to steal, rob, and rape. So I don't think it was just because they were gay.
Okay, but things have not now changed, you know.
Yes, yes, a lot. They did.
I'd like to talk with you again. How can we just communicate through this application once again?
Do
you have any idea? Because
I just downloaded it, actually. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think I can.
Wait, man. I can save this thing now. I can see your name here.
Yes.
So maybe we can contact you by that.
I guess.
We'd like to continue multicultural talk.
Why not? Sure. I'll just screenshot your name.
Sure. I'll do that.
I'll just screenshot your name. Yours is pretty easy. It's A-double-B-Y. Okay.
Yeah, yours is Jacob Bray Books.
Yeah.
All right, man. Nice talking.
Nice talking to you, too. We'll try.
Yeah, but make sure something about Bhagavad Gita. I mean, I'm not promoting it, but it's a good read, I guess.
Yes, I guess
Quran
so
as well.